Joined by tight end Virgil Green. Virgil, first of all, congratulations. I'm glad we're going to be able to see you around here more for the next 3 years. Let's just start with, you made it clear you're established here, you wanted to be here. What's this process like when you have to decide, am I going to stay? Am I going to see if there are other offers out there? Think about leaving. Where do you start and how do you eventually land on wanting to stay
here? It is crazy. You know, I definitely did a lot of praying and just tried to take in everything. You know, my agent would call me with. I've been on the phone nonstop for the last 3 days. And at the end of the day, you know, I feel like once I got that feeling, you know, that, you know, the Broncos truly, truly wanted me to come back here, and the fans, all the support I've gotten from the fans, you know, it was a no-brainer to come back. And like I said earlier, all the things I've done in the community, and I have an opportunity to build on that now.
Found it interesting you said, I shouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. John Elway thinks you should be here. Gary Kubiak thinks you should be here. The Broncos think you should be here. To go from where you were during that draft to where you are now and still saying, I shouldn't be here. Why do you think you are here?
You know, I think I always tell people that lockout was a tough situation for young guys like myself coming into the league. And I feel like, you know, the Broncos gave me quite a bit of opportunities to understand and learn the offense before giving me the cold shoulder. So I definitely think early on, with understanding the offense and things like that, I just didn't have enough time. And with the Denver Broncos giving me that chance and opportunity to show what I can do, without that, I wouldn't be here.
Some of the stories that float around during free agency, players are talking about getting that contract, getting money, and that's fine, that's the right. But you did some homework here, wanting to know what it would mean to play for someone like Gary Kubiak. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you're still really vested here. You want to be a part of eventually what John Elway talks about, a winning team.
Absolutely. You know, like you said, I do know a few guys that have played for Coach Kubiak, and just talking with them and hearing the excitement in their voices when they talk about Coach Kubiak, you know, it's something that you just can't deny. And, you know, to come back to Denver, the fans are just, you know, the stadium is just out of control. Being there every Sunday is going to be great, and I'm just glad I'm able to prolong my career here in Denver.
Before we started rolling for this interview, you said something I don't hear players say that often, especially in March. You can't wait for training camp.
Yeah.
How come? Why is that? Why can you not wait for training camp?
Just with all the anxiousness that comes with talking to different teams. You know, I've been sitting at home for well over a month now. And I like to get to work. After about a month, I'm ready to get working. I'm pretty sure all the other guys in the league are telling me to keep quiet. But, you know, just to be out there on the field, working, sweating, and grinding every day is something that you just can't take for granted.